Everybody, welcome to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement. Each week, we come getting you just that strategic topic of insight, encouragement to clear the path to your plans, goals, and God-sized dreams. Today, we are talking about staying parked in peace. Oh my. This one's not easy, right? Our little budding businesses sometimes are like newborn babies. They are crying out because something's not going right, right? Something is not satisfying. Something is irritating. Something is not comforting. And they cry out for help. And so our businesses sometimes can get us a little bit agitated, a little bit overwhelmed, maybe frustrating. I'm trying to figure out the confusing. Like, remember when our babies were so little and we didn't know what was upsetting them? Was it their tummy? Was it that they were tired? We started to learn their cues and figure it out. Sometimes you just didn't know. You just didn't know what was going on. So maybe you're finding yourself in that situation with your business. There's something frustrating. You need some sort of direction. Maybe there's not the answer you're looking for, confusion or too many answers or not the right people in the right places. Just sort of a little crying baby. Someone's crying out to you. Or maybe you are needing a shift from maintenance mode into advanced mode or the reverse. We're on an advancement mode. You are moving things forward and it's time to click back into maintenance mode. Maybe there's something going on in your personal life, calling you away, and you need to just kind of park things in maintenance mode and be okay with that, even if there's all sorts of screaming and crying going on in your business. So I want to talk a little bit about how we can stay parked in peace. Instead of asking, what now, God, and sort of this demanding place of, I need to get this fixed, I want you to kind of flip it and look at grace. Oh, my favorite topic, grace. Grace, God's grace is a current. It is coming off his throne, right? He says he is seated on a throne of grace. And so many times we see the imagery in scripture about rivers and waters and flowing things like sparkling and dynamically beautiful coming out. I submit to you all, this is his grace that keeps heaven in perfect peace. And he wants it to flow to you. Do you want it to flow to you? It will take you exactly where you need to go. But many times we are swimming against the current, maybe because of fear, maybe because of expectations that we have of where we should be and where we should go, or feeling the orphan spirit that we got to get this done. No one else is going to do it, right? We're kind of on our own. No, no, no. Or maybe you think, if I don't do anything right now, I will have a setback, or it will look like a setback. It won't look like I'm stewarding things well. Okay, beloved, this is his business. Your dreams and your goals were planted by him. These are his. He's calling them forth and he's partnering with you to get them done. These problems, so to speak, are actually his problems. So you can go ahead and hand them right back. Okay, Lord, I see them too. Thank you. Here you go. Because guess what? Does he see them as problems? No, he just sees them as stages. Yes, just a stage, just the next stage in your development, in your business. And when we hand those back over to him and we flip the script instead of what now, and wanting this current to go faster or slower or shift, we can just hand them over and say, let me know when and how you want me to partner with you, Lord. You see them. You've got a solution. They are yours. I'm handing them back. Let me know how I can partner and when I can partner with you. Ah, now we can sit on the nice flotilla of peace in his current and not fight it and go the opposite direction. How awesome does that sound, right? Floating in grace, in the current of grace, even if it slows for a moment or it seems to be spinning you, maybe. You know how fun it is to just kind of spin around on a floaty? It's fun. Just relax and splash a little. Stop getting so upset. It doesn't have to happen right now. No, it doesn't. He's got it. Just hand it back over. Ask him how he wants you to partner, when he wants you to partner, and wait to be led by the current of grace. All right, beloved, that is your 5-minute nugget. I hope that it helps you stay. Telling me to dance, taking a chance.